Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? So proudly we hailed at the twilight gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the ramparts.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high, burning the loud as the orgia.
What is going on? How you all doing? And if you're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, what it do? You're listening to The Underground. That's right, Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio is now on the air. So what we talking about today, everybody? Well, let's talk about America's favorite family, the Jacksons. No, they're not America's favorite family. Everybody knows the Jacksons, the real Jackson, Michael Marlon, Tito Jermaine, Randy and Ebony Tillman are the original Jacksons. Right, but yes, everybody knows Ebony's the seventh Jackson, the one that was on the drums that time they was back in the tour. They kicked off first. That's my sister, everybody. So, Sandy Jackson is hiding out. Gets caught on the way to a birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Sandy. You know, speaking of Michael Jackson, happy birthday, Michael. Sandy Jackson looking like self lady. You know, it got to be mad to be married to a crazy man. I know the pressure got to be on you, lady. But I'm not going to deal with the mental health issues because everybody have a little mental health issues. You know, everybody's suffering a little depression every now and then. You know, so I ain't going to deal with retardo. I ain't gonna holler at this crazy bipolar self. I'm just calling it the Jesse. I'm just calling it the Jesse. Hey, Ebony, we're not going to say anything about Jesse in the matter of music played at a slowed rate. You see, because we're musicians. So we speak about retard. We don't talk about the individual out there on the short bus shorties. We're talking musically about slowed music notes, where some people are playing the A sharp and the other people playing the B flat. It's difficult to say. We're also going to check in on Chicago's ex-favorite mayor, not Harold, but Richie. Richie Daley, everybody, came out and start dissing Rahm Emanuel. We're going to deal with that. But first, I'm trying out a new theme song, everybody. You know. And I want y'all to let me know what y'all think about it. Because we've been on for a whole year. And we're trying to flip everything out, you know, get everything just, you know, just brand new and different. So I'd like, you know, if y'all can tell me what do y'all think about this this cut right here as a theme song to replace KRS-One. But yes, if I should keep KRS-One, y'all let me know. But this song I'm going to talk about, then we'll come back into the Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. and Sandy.
Why not believe it? Israel. Thanks.
You know something? I don't know if we got that sound by Ebony. I think we had a whole time for the your show? You hear me now? But did you hear the? Well, sorry for that 2 minute to 3 minute delay we had. Everybody was trying to upload some. Boy, we had technical difficulties. That was a long break. Now I'm gonna run it back again, everybody. Please forgive me if I'm running. You heard this again, but I'm not quite sure. The lights were not in the studio, and all our systems went down, and it's difficult to know what was playing or not. But we heard the audio. I'm not sure if the mics were live. And so I'm running back again. And this is about Sandy Jackson. Talks about her husband Jesse's health. Now, I just found out she's a native of Ohio. And while her husband is sick somewhere, she's out in Ohio trying to get the Democrats registered to vote out in Ohio. And while her kid's out there in D.C. and she's the alderman in Chicago. You just can't be everywhere, lady. Let me start it over from the top, you know.
We have an exclusive tonight. Congressman Jesse Jackson's wife, Sandy, talks one-on-one with Cheryl Burton. They cover the congressman's health, the sale of their home, and the upcoming election.
He's on the ballot, and he's going to stay on the ballot. We're not making any sudden changes.
Alderman Sandy Jackson appeared at a political fundraiser tonight.
Cheryl's joining us with more of her exclusive interview. Cheryl.
Kathy and Ron, tonight Sandy Jackson says that she spent the last couple of days trying to get voters registered in her native state of Ohio. But tonight she returned to Chicago to host her annual birthday party fundraiser. However, this year she told me that the celebration has taken on a different meaning since her husband has been dealing with some serious health issues.
Hey, you. How you doing?
Tonight, Alderman Sandy Jackson arrived at her birthday party and fundraiser to thank her supporters. Once inside, she granted me an exclusive interview that quickly turned to the health of her husband, Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr.
I think it's important when a person has spent a significant amount of time in the hospital, as he has, to really focus in on what it's going to take to get well, and that's what he's doing right now.
Alderman Jackson says her husband is trying to adjust to life after being isolated for several months while undergoing treatment for bipolar disorder. But she says his plans for the future haven't changed.
He's on the ballot, and he's going to stay on the ballot. We're not making any sudden changes. We're not making any new moves. Everything is still very much dependent upon his doctor's decisions.
Alderman Jackson has heard the calls for the congressman to step down as he recovers, but she says he's not concerned with his opponent.
He's very proud of the representation that he's given to constituents over the past 17 years. He's grateful for their support. He's grateful for their patience. And I know he would want me to ask for their continued prayers and continued patience.
And if he doesn't get back to work, what about the rumors that she will replace her husband?
And I'm the alderman of the 7th Ward, and I intend to remain the alderman of the 7th Ward.
Health care insurance for members of Congress is considered to be some of the best in the country. But Jackson says things are not always as they seem.
I think a teaching moment that can come out of this is the fact that when you deal with mental health care issues, that is not always covered by your health care.
Jackson, the mother of two, also wanted to explain why they took their home off the market.
We started having all kinds of strange people coming up to the house and knocking on the door. It was frightening for my children. That wasn't happening before. And so for their safety, we had to take it off.
Alderman Jackson says they want to live in a residential neighborhood, so that's another reason they're trying to sell their home, which is now located in downtown D.C. And right now, she says the main focus, though, Kathy and Ron, is getting the congressman to his doctors and hospital appointments scheduled on time. Okay.
Yeah, that's Cheryl Burton, who has this exclusive interview with Sandy Jackson, and she was expressing her care for her husband in his absence. But I just find it odd that she's in Ohio trying to get people registered to vote while his husband is ill. And another thing I found funny was her response to why they took off
the house off the market. And her response was that she was tired of people knocking on the door, harassing her children. The funny part about it is that she is a Chicago alderman. Her kids should go to Chicago Public Schools or Chicago school system. By her husband and her children and herself living in D.C., what is a residency issue? I mean, people had to get addressed out of an attic at Rahm Emanuel crib to prove he lived there. He was a citizen of the city. He also was a congressman. They tried to run that little script. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. Be back after this commercial break, and we're going to read. We're going to talk about a little bit more about this this Jesse Jackson debacle. And we're going to delve into a little bit of the dailies. And then I'm going to try to bring my man Mac Daddy Ross on back in for a second to talk about what's going on down at Central State Homecoming. It's just what's going on Wednesday. Nothing too heavy. Maybe when, by the time we get off the air, the refs might come to their strike agreement. Who knows? Jiminy's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. Thank you for listening.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool.
Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way. Oh,
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, huh. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Shop and the man said, "Yeah, out, sue him. Upgrade."
You can definitely upgrade.
But that's just me talking.
I understand what you say.
That's just me talking. Back to the show, Jimmy. 347-838-9825. Let's continue this discussion about your girl Sandy for a second, because I just talked about the little interview that Daddy did on Channel 7. But what I'm hearing that sometimes it sees it differently. Lau, are you going to jump in?
This is, am I on? Okay, this is from Chicago Sun-Times, updated the 26th of September 2012, written by Natasha Korecki, the political reporter. Alderman Sandy Jackson, 7, will refer to the media as jackals at a fundraising event Tuesday night and said her husband was at home doing well. You should be playing my background music when I repeat.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Say that in the mic and I'll do it all again.
You know, the original background for me.
Yes.
Sandy Jackson calls Media Outside Fundraiser Jackals. Alderman Sandy Jackson referred to the media as jackals at a fundraising event Tuesday night and said her husband, well, the jackals are outside. Let them stay outside, she shouted into a microphone, referring to the press staked outside her birthday fundraising bash. We're a family in here. It's because of you all that I keep it going. Jackson, who could be heard outside a Park 52 restaurant in Hyde Park, said she was wearing more makeup lately. If you notice that she was wearing more makeup lately, it was a sign, quote, this girl is under pressure, unquote. She thanked supporters for helping her deal with the issues that had befallen her family of late. Quote, my husband is at home. He is feeling better, she said to applause. One TV reporter was allowed to the event. Jackson was still at the event late Tuesday. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., the Alderman husband, has been on leave from Congress since June. He was diagnosed with bipolar depression. Sandy Jackson celebrated her birthday singing into the microphone and dancing with guests as Let's Get It Started was blasted over the speakers. According to people who attended the private event that cost up to $5,000 a ticket, about 200 people filled the restaurant.
Is that your music, Ebony? Okay. I'll let the background music flow. Give me the Tribune version, though. See what the Tribune said about her. Well, I think, oh, I hope Sandy Jackson ain't trying to play the victim role now.
This is.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think she's playing a victim role. You know, my deal is that which you got the, ready? It's the same story. What is it? Did you talk about how many people came? How many charged? Of course, Ebony. Hold on, Ebony. Can we get Ann Hattie? Can we do this for Ann Hattie?
Yes, we can.
Can we do this for Ann Hattie?
Yes, we can.
Oh, let's do this for Ann Hattie.
Alderman Sandy Jackson celebrates birthday at Hyde Park Eatery. Now, this is coming from the Chicago Sun. I'm sorry, the Chicago Tribune, written by Bridget Doyle, Tribune reporter. Alderman Sandy Jackson celebrated her birthday Tuesday night at Hyde Park 52 restaurant with a political fundraiser. Tickets for the event range from $25 to $5,000 and were available online. On her way to the party, Sandy Jackson, 49 years old, told reporters outside she'd be right back, but the media was not invited in to the event, and the Jackson representative later said she would not be giving comments to the media. The media was seeking news about her husband, Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., who is battling bipolar disorder and has been on leave
bipolar
of absence. Bipolar disorder and has been on leave of absence from Congress for 3 months.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Bipolar means two.
Right.
So he has two disorders.
No. It's one disorder. The polar or the polarity of the way he's feeling and stuff that he's experienced.
Twice.
No. It's two extremes.
It ain't gay.
No, it's not like bisexual.
Okay.
No, it's like...
It's not like two polar bears engaging in activities. It's not like that, right?
No, it's not like two polar bears.
Okay.
No, it's not like two polar bears. It's like the polarities of his mental state.
Just want to make sure
it's either one way, sad, depressed, either another way, grandiose.
I thought it was talking about sexuality when they said bipolar.
No.
Bestiality type of stuff. But okay. Sorry about that.
The man's sick, Jimmy.
Okay.
The man's sick. The media was seeking news about her husband, Reverend Jackson Jr., who was battling bipolar disorder and has been on leave of absence from Congress for 3 months. Jackson recently left the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Before that, the congressman was treated in Sierra Tucson in a facility in Arizona. I'm sorry, Sierra Tucson in a facility in Arizona. Through the window, Sandy, who represents the 7th Ward, was seen dancing and laughing at her party to loud music played by a DJ.
Why, man in bed, nigga, man. You mean tell me she's in Chi-Town, flying in from Ohio, and her man in D.C., when the kids knocked, was she there when the people knocked on the door and scared the kids and the man?
I don't know if she was there.
They said she's in Ohio, then she flew to Chicago for a party. How much was it, about 20, what, $5,000 a pop?
$25 $2,500.
Oh.
I don't know how many $5,000 tickets she saw, but we can't see that on the DP.
We ain't got to go into that personal business. The house already was for sale already. You know, she already said to get high cost of medical bills because, you know, hey. Man, she had a sick of them polar bears in the first place. Leave the polar bears alone.
Before and after the party, a number of the event attendees declined to comment. I don't want to get in the middle of it, one Gus said. At one point, Jackson could be heard and seen from the outside of the restaurant on the microphone. She referred to the attendees as family and alluded that she was under pressure. This is about family, she said. Jackson said inside the restaurant that her husband was at home and feeling better. At one point, Jackson referred to jackals and said they should stay outside. Reporters and other media formed the only crowd outside the restaurant. But it's unclear if Jackson was referring to them. Party attendees and local businessman Mark Buford described the scene inside the party as vibrant and festive.
Why the man is dying to swear? Oh, man.
He said,
they're partying.
No, he said Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. was not the focus of the event. And that's a quote.
It's about Sandy. It was a party. Her man is in D.C. taking meds.
Is it in D.C. or Chicago?
D.C. Because the people came and knocked on the door and scared the kids.
No. Is he in D.C. or in Chicago?
D.C.
Okay.
He's in D.C.
Okay. Chicago resident Calvin McLeod offered support to the congressman during his illness. I'm hoping for the best. I lived through the same thing years ago with the help and support of family. It's private stuff. He'll be okay. In his position, the pressure of every day can be a lot.
He said he's been through that?
Yeah.
He's a crazy man. Yeah, you can't take nothing that crazy man just said. Keep it moving. What? Go to the next bar, Harvey. The man is crazy.
That's all. That's it.
So hold on, Ebony. Let me get this straight. Are the Jackson family the victim, Ebony? You mean to tell me they're becoming the victim of the press, calling the press jackals?
Yeah.
So they're a victim of the press that they helped make them high. And they're a victim of everything that they set themselves off. This helps me lead into my Candace Stanton song, Ebony. Which is?
Victim.
I'm Girl, all alone, woo, people, another woman.
Jackson is now a victim of the very song they sing. She wants everyone to feel so sorry and sad for her. You know, it's the price you pay for the price of fame, lady. Now what you need to do is come back home and take care of the residents of the 7th Ward. You don't want Darcell Beavers in there so bad. You want to do a better job than the Beavers. Is it just you want to be alderman just by name only? And what is an alderman doing flying to Cincinnati, Ohio to register people to vote when Obama's winning Ohio by 9-10 points? He don't need you down there. Now, how can you be in here discussing the conditions of children, the public school system, and the strikes and the teachers and the school board when your children don't even attend school in Illinois? So what horse do you have in the race? What horse do you have in the race when your property taxes are being voted on and your property taxes are low because you are in D.C.? You know what I'm saying? Is that Ross in the Blue Room, Ebony? Is that Ross in the Blue Room? Why don't you stick together? I see we got Ross in the Blue Room. But that's all I'm saying. You know? So don't be coming singing that sad song to me, Sandy. Straight up. You know? When you live that public lifestyle.
Hey, listen, I'm coming out at 3rd. You know what you're talking about.
Matter of fact, Ebony, could you tone it down some? Could you tone it down some? Like, I'm on the air. Yeah, yeah. She's not a victim. You know? Shouts out for Ed Gardner. Because we're trying to be out there with him Sunday at 3 o'clock. Be shutting these sites down. I need y'all to roll out here with me. And Brother Ed Gardner. You know Ed Gardner from Soft Sheen and Soft Sheen Products, the man who sponsors Soul Train, making all the stuff y'all put in y'all hair. With this old man, 83 years old, walking outside, yes. Shutting, 87 years old, walking outside with his cane, stopping these sites out here and saying he's not moving to black people get jobs. So I'm rolling with you Sunday, and we're going to shut it down. I will play my P.E. for my P.E. cut, shut it down, but I got John Ross in the building, so I won't do that. I won't go there. Mac Daddy, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm in under the Jimmy Lee Underground Network, Radio Network Extraordinaire. Going down, the Boom Boom Room is coming to you live from Middletown, Ohio. Getting ready for the CSU 2012 homecoming, baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
okay.
up, family? How you doing, man?
I feel you. I can't wait to get down there. So I know you get your boys 8 yards, and they're going to rock the set. When's that, Thursday?
Thursday night. You got Rashida going to rock the set. Kalani going to rock the set. And we got D-Man going to rock the set, representing Chicago. It's just going down, baby. Mm-hmm.
I feel you. But, you know, the group you turned us on to last week, we definitely going to debut them tomorrow. We debuted 8 yards, and we're playing that Wild Child from Machiavelli Music Group also. We're going to showcase their music tomorrow, so make sure y'all tune in on that note right there. So why don't you go in there and tell all my listeners, you know, if they ain't going to be there, they got to be there. So what's going on down at CSU?
Okay, tomorrow, by unprecedented demand, we're going to have a pre-kickoff for the Fall and Rashida concert. We're going to celebrate my dog, Mr. Joe Torre, comedian extraordinaire in Z, Ohio, throwing them a birthday party at Cafe Olay's tomorrow in Xenia on Allison Avenue, 131 Allison, Cafe Olay's Joe Torre's birthday bash. First time ever him coming to Xenia, Ohio. Hear me, my people. Xenia, Ohio
right.
is going down.
What time tomorrow? Because we might have to call in.
10 p.m. 10 p.m. to 3 in the morning. Joe Torre's birthday bash.
Oh, man, I know he's going to get there late then. Because, you know,
yeah.
10 p.m. your time is 9 p.m. our time. And I was trying to get him in before we go off at 10, which is 11 your time. Can we get your man on? Can you get your man on the show?
I'm
going to
do my best. If his hand is right, you know what I mean? You know how they get in right before they go to the party.
Hey, Joe Torre. Hey, listen, hold on. Tell Joe Torre this. The Tillman said they want you on the show cause before we straight bust his guts. Because before
okay.
we did the Joe Torre hosted our Busting Guts tour down at the Hill Washington Cultural Center. And,
right,
you know,
right, right.
Down for us. So we want to interview him on our show straight up and down. So tell him, yo, you got to do the Tillman Show. Yo, just for 30 minutes.
I will tell him.
Just for 30
All
minutes
right.
on New Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, listen, it's his birthday. Ebony going to sing happy birthday to me. I'll leave to sing happy birthday to him. Tell him what's up.
Okay, sound like a plan. I'll put that in full effect.
Let him know. Yeah, man. Listen. Just say Tillman. Nigga, Tillman's like, go. You know what I'm saying? I know Jimmy Lee is hot. I know Jimmy Lee can get you in any door in the world. But just say Tillman and motherfuckers drop their plate. We'll talk.
Yeah, right. I already know. He told me when I mentioned the first time to him a couple of months back, he told me he did Busting Guts in Chicago with your sister and set it up.
Yeah.
That your other sister.
Yeah. We go far.
Mm-hmm.
We far. We low key. We try not to be seen, you know. But sometimes every now they gotta flex. Like, hold on, he ain't gonna do my show. Mm-hmm. You know who the fuck is Jimmy Lee? This is Jimmy Lee. But that's another. That's something else in itself. I don't want to throw a tantrum. But anyway.
Right.
I digress. But anyway, why don't you tell me we got the Joe Torre party tomorrow at Xenia, Ohio, at Cafe Ole. Now,
yes, sir.
That's this week. Now, who's throwing the toga party Sunday?
The toga party is being thrown by the men of Omega Psi Phi Sunday. You got to be there.
Okay, that's Sunday. We backtracking. Now, what's going on Saturday of the homecoming weekend?
Saturday. Is Biz Markie is going to be in the building representing all the NYC, D.C. You know, he's going to do a live show on the ones and twos, spinning, getting the crowd hype like he used to do back in the day at Kicks. And all the radio listeners, if you want any other further information pertaining to CSU Homecoming 2012, you can go on Sean Ross's Facebook page and have all information to you, or Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. You can go on his page. He should be tagged, and you get all the information possible. So, again, that's so Sean.
Sean Ross, He's a hot guy. He's a hot guy. We low-key. He makes it happen. We just sit back and watch.
S-H-A-U-N. Tell me that. Spell my name, first name right. S-H-A-U-N-R-O-S-S. And you'll have all the information for Central State University's Homecoming 2012, baby. Now, we're broadcasting live on the Jimmy Lee Underground Network, serving over 500,000 listeners and some. So, ladies and gentlemen, all my boys and girls in Radio Land, you better get to it.
Before you bring out Mac, we'll talk. Now, if the party starts at, what time you get to the party?
Which
tomorrow.
One?
No, Joe Torre.
We'll probably get there around 11 o'clock.
That's 10. Listen, you can get one of your boys to grab a phone so we can broadcast live 30 minutes from the spot so my listeners can feel what they're missing.
Okay, sound like a plan.
You know what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? 11 o'clock is 10 o'clock. We're up there by 10 your time. So I'm saying 10 or 9, you know we're going by 9 here is 10 there. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to see who's in the house, what's going down. Representing X, Z ain't blowing up like that. They got Joe Torre birthday party. They got Ape Yard. What's going on in the X?
Yes.
What's going on?
X is going on. It's going down, baby.
Lord have
mercy.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's how we gonna do it. So listen, tomorrow. got to get me Joe Torre a 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, get the man at the hotel. I know the nigga's Holiday Inn. He ain't nowhere but up the street.
Right.
He living it up in the president's suite in the room.
We know how he do. We brought him to Chicago.
Yeah, we know where he do it. We know how many M&Ms he like.
We know
how many M&Ms a nigga like, right. Eminem, that's everyone to say. But okay, that's Joe Torre. I just want to get him on my little air, bless the little mic and stuff like that, let my people know how we get down like that.
Okay, sound anyway. Like a plan.
Anyway.
Well, we on it tomorrow, baby. We on it.
There it is. Okay, as far as they forgot, for state and all like that, why don't you give a list down to the parties?
Hold on one second.
A list down of the activities.
I just happened to be doing my interview, and Mr. Score just called me, and I just had to pin him on the line, Jimmy Lee. So all the radio listeners, I have my main man, Chicago's finest, Johnny Corbin, a.k.a. Score Daddy, in the building. Y'all on the Boom Boom Room.
What's going on, Score Daddy? What's
on the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah, Boom Boom Room, baby.
What's going on, Score Daddy? What's up? This is Jimmy Lee Underground Radio, broadcasting live from the Shy with over 729,000 listeners checking in right now. What it do?
729,000?
I'm trying to bump it to 750. I get a meal, I be happy. I ain't going to lie. I get a meal, I tell you the truth. I'm at 729 last checking, nigga. Just last checking. 1 year in service. 1 year being broadcasting live on the air, homie.
That's God is good, man. All the time. God is good. We're going to hit the million mark before the end of the year. We will be at the million mark before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
I got me plugged in there, man. I'm a everybody I know, we all going to be over here.
That's how we do it.
We need to get D-Man off up on here too, man.
Why D-Man is not on it? Why his music is not on this radio station? Johnny Sco, he's from Chicago, and he's going to be representing Chicago at CSU Homecoming. He got
tomorrow, Thursday, right?
That's right. New Music Thursday, right, all day long.
Okay, well, we get him on there tomorrow.
It is.
You can.
Max, plug it in, Max. You know what time we do it? We do it like what? What time at any time? We do it like 7 to 10 y'all time? 7 to 9 y'all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 to 9 our time.
I'm in Chicago.
7 to 9 y'all
Chicago.
Time. Anytime between 7 to 9 y'all time, 8 to 10 our time. So anytime between 7 to 9, hey, we all fine.
Okay. So it'll be like 6. Okay, yeah. Let's get it in. And we got Score, you got the email for Ebony for the music to be sent to?
That's JimmyLeeUnderground@gmail.com, ladies and gentlemen. JimmyLeeUnderground@gmail.com. Get your new music in Thursday. We highlight War Child, Ape Yard, and some new stuff from S.O.T. from Detroit, Sons of Thunder, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's going down, baby, ladies and gentlemen.
And War Child got to wear.
Down.
Yeah, Florida.
I just want everybody to be there.
War Child of Miami, Florida. War Child of Miami, Florida. Represent Philly. Yeah, represent Philly. Yeah. Okay, represent Philly. So that's Philly, and we got Detroit, and we got Xenia representing tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and check that out. But any more shouts out you want to do, Mac Daddy?
Oh, no, I just want to sign out and say my favorite ones when we get it together tomorrow.
Since I just popped in here, I just left the car wash, right? We having our grand opening October the 1st at Splash Car Wash, 153-40 Dixie Highway. We're doing cars, trucks, semis, detail, the whole nine, man. So make sure everybody come out for that grand opening, y'all, around the Harvey area.
Yeah, that you know something, man. It'd be high tech if somebody put a little. I do a sign like this, man. Send me a little janky little promo. I'll run it for free for to you open up, man, to that fifth day, yo.
Okay.
Yeah. You gonna get your car
out. We might as well get you all down there for the grand opening, because we're gonna have like live entertainment out there.
free food, all type of stuff, you know, just
get in. We networking right now.
The neighborhood.
We networking right now. Put a little commercial through it. You know, we're running to the fifth to open it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah, right, right. Like, what's up, man?
There it is. It's about networking.
Okay.
It's all about networking. You got to make stuff grow and make
all
stuff happen.
All about networking. That's all I'm about.
Let's
yeah.
get it in. Let's get it in, family. No shadow. Get
okay.
your car washed October 1st, baby.
There it is. There
okay,
it is on the highway out there in Harvey. Out there in Harvey, home of the running Jesse Jackson's High from the Mafia. We got you big, big time out there. We feel you.
Oh, yeah.
We feel you.
Yeah,
we feel
yeah.
you. Okay, we're going to have
okay.
your guy on the call. Make sure he sends me the JimmyLeeUnderground@gmail.com. And you can also send a commercial there, too. We do it like that. You know, have your boy put some, you know, something together. You know what I'm saying? And we see how many people come out there from the underground, see how many people go out there and see what's going on. You know?
Okay, that's what's up.
Let me test my market. Let me test my market. Don't cost you nothing. It don't cost you nothing.
Bro, we're about to get it in. All right, y'all. Well, on that note, y'all already know. October 1st, get your car washed. What's the address for One Time Scope?
The address is 15340 Dixie Highway.
You heard it. You heard it.
Harvey, Illinois.
All right, there it is. Get your wheels done. And if you get come get your wheels done, we might give you some Rashida tickets. So y'all can come on out to see Rashida in Ohio. It's going down. Rashida, D-Man, Apeyard, and Kalani will be in the building, y'all, with MC Mac Daddy, my man Johnny Skull, DJ Sir J. Biggie, and the Ivy League. Just go on my Facebook page and click it. On that note, I'm out of here. For God, for Central,
for stay.
There you go, all
my
right,
man.
All right, we do.
Love. There it is. I'm sorry. I mean, black out that side. Ebony going out. Yep, they going out. All right, then I see you in the house. Here we go. One more time, Ebony. What we gonna do Sunday, Ebony? We're going down to the work site, Ebony.
Oh yeah.
And stick our feet
down.
Inside the concrete.
Open now. Double trouble, I overhaul and I'm coming.
Everyone join. Everyone's on Facebook. Add your friends to the Jim Lee Underground Radio Network Facebook group page. We got a lot of things happening on the Facebook group page. Coming up October 20th, Paradise Club is going to be Lady B, Miss Charlotte, Black Zach, Avail Hollywood, and Jim Lee's Underground on Theo Huff performing at the Birthday Bash and Avail's Hollywood album release party at the Paradise Club, 2502 East 9th Street in Tarkahana, Arkansas. In Tarkahana, Arkansas. It's going to be a hot show. Our boy Theo Huff's going to be down there. Advanced tickets, $15, $20 at the door. For more information, call 903-559-1267. Okay? That's what's happening. A lot of other stuff is happening, too. What else is going on? Darcy Redman letting everybody know they're hiring Heroes Job Fair coming up Thursday, September 27th, from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Gentile Arena, 6526 North Winthorpe in Chicago. That's Darcy letting everybody know they're hiring our Heroes Job Fair. Come just for success and bring plenty of resumes. She says it's tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., 6526 North Winthorpe. We also got some new music from Jay Shine if you want to check him out. He's on the page. Oh, we missed that. That was Tuesday. But we got a lot of stuff happening. Roughing It. They're my people. Roughing. We also got new music being mixed. If you need your song mixed, audio engineer Shell Bells, he's posted. Check him out. We don't really know him, so you have to check him out at your own risk. Prophet Child Paul got some new music out, and a whole bunch of other new artists. And we want you guys to check them out on Thursday. New Music Thursdays. The artist is on our page. Send them music, and that's what's happening. Oh, we got some 8 Rio too. They're on the page.
347-838-9825. We're going to get off Jesse Jackson Jr. because he's still on medication. And I don't have a man either going out the window or taking a pill to the tub. Man, I'm going to leave the guy alone for a second, you know. But, you know, it comes around, goes around, Junior. Either A, you took some money from the mob, or B, you wore a wire and the Indian. Ebony, you know some more stories on there about the Junior. Check it out. Did you know that he met with Robert Nyack, testifies that Jesse Jackson Jr. met with him in a restaurant, right? He went to D.C. Nyack was in D.C. to watch an Indian nuclear bill be signed. So India, a little country in India, can have electricity, right? That's how big this guy is, right? You know what I'm saying? So he's big in India, big guy in India. So why he's there, And then he said why he was down there, he met with Jesse Jackson Jr. So they had met up to a restaurant. And he told him to tell, set the meeting up with Robert Glover's brother and tell him that if he appointed him the Senate seat, that he would raise $1 million. And that if he elected, he raised $5 million more. And then Nyack said, we can't raise that much money. He said, no, he don't even know that. Just tell him that. They showed how Jesse Jackson was manipulative back then. And how about this, that he thought he was going around telling people, this is Junior, around telling people, it's in the Sun-Times, which you read some more stories on it, that he could help get Barack Obama to pardon Robert Goivich. That's what Nyack is testifying against, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the man got his own trouble. Nyack is screaming like this dude is dirty because he wore a wire on me. Now I'm in jail because y'all got me on what, scheming money from the government? And yeah, I'm scheming money from Medicare fraud, but I'm Jesse Jackson boy. Them coming from? Now, how come you ain't in jail? Oh, because I'm in jail. And the only reason why I'm in jail and the man with me ain't in jail is because he was setting me up. You know? And I'm going to say that until he comes out and say, the lies about me driving him up. No. I'm going to come right back to you in a minute, Dana. But what I'm going to do is play this one song, and I'll come right back to you. And this, I want to play some revolutionary music, music because there's a gentleman by the name of Ed Gardner who's going to be on 95th and Western, I think 92nd and Western at a construction site. He needs 10,000 people to go out there with him. And this old man walked to this construction site with a cane, stood in some concrete, and shut a site down. And there's no way I'm going to let this old man stand on the sidelines and fight for his cats with no jobs. You know, it's a bigger thing, Obama. But I'm not going to let him get away with that, Emmanuel, since you're in charge of contracts and the shy. You know. So what I'm going to do is play a little cut to you, Ed Gardner, and to everybody, your generation. To shut it down for my generation, because that's what we're going to do. We go down there on 93rd, Sunday, 3 o'clock. But this is for your generation.
Well, it's not about the game,
hey.
And no money for to go down there.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes on the fight.
Commissioner Beavers is from one of the Papa Beavers family. Matter of fact, came in the Jacksons of beefing, deeper than the Jacksons and the Tillmans of beefing. But anyway, Sandy Jackson took out Beavers' daughter as for alderman candidate for the 7th Ward. The 7th Ward, Beavers and them wards, ward for a while. But anyway, he got caught up in some tax, not paying his taxes. He said he paid his taxes. He got proof to pay his taxes. So I'm not going to judge him for not paying his taxes because the government tried to grab you on taxes and try to stretch it out. And he said this after him for the simple fact of the matter that he would not wear a wire or snitch. So he said in Chicago, in this town, if you wear a wire, you come up dead. He sampled Michael Scott and Chris Kelly, two gentlemen that were found. One was found on a beachfront with a bullet to the head, and one was found slumped over his car. with carbon monoxide and rat poison, I think. He ingested it, or some pills or something like that, to that nature of effect. But what did they have in common? Well, they're going to testify in front of the grand jury, or they got called in to the grand jury. So, with all that being said, he's not going to wear no wire. And that's what he was on. But I say that to say this, that when Robert Blagojevich got arrested, the first thing Jesse Jackson came out and said was that I cannot be implicated in this crime because I work for the federal government. I'm an informant. I've been an informant for 13 years. You can check that. Google it. It should be Ebony Jet, sometimes Tribune, WGN, all around that time. And that's the true reason. You know, yeah, I got something personal against the guy because he came on TV dissing my mama back in the day. He spent like over $2 million, you know, coming after my mother in front of her and stuff like that. So I ain't got no love for the Jacksons off top. Off top. And now the city elected officials who begged for this endorsement went kissing the butt of a crazy man. Because being diagnosed with bipolar 2 is nothing you get diagnosed in your 40s. You have to be diagnosed like that, like way in your teens. Way in your teens. I have a caller calling in. Let me bring her in right now. What's going on there, Miss Streets?
Hey, how are you?
Fine, I can't complain. Fine, I can't complain.
You know, as I listen to these things that you're stating, it's so important that we have responsible elected officials. You know, I can honestly say that I have had the opportunity to request assistance from a few, and there are only a couple that will do the I shouldn't say do the honorable thing, but there are only a couple that when you really do truly have a problem, will come to your aid. I can say Senator McCaskill is one. Senator Durbin is another one. But we need elected officials that's going to do the right thing because we need someone to lead us, lead our country. And that's what they're supposed to be there for. So hopefully, you know, it's not just another case of smoke and mirrors where people are just trying to get over. That's the only thing we can hope for.
I blew myself, Dana. I'm sorry. I was talking to you. I blew myself. No, the point I was saying is, Dana, that you put your trust in these public officials. Like, a lot of people in Chicago put their trust in Jesse Jackson Jr. And he's a crazy man. He's playing. MJ's playing crazy, and I should not. And I will say it again. I'm not gonna help perpetrate that lie. He's not crazy. Right now, he's in the witness protection agency. Hi, so it's time to come testify against Robert Nayak because the dude was scheming millions and millions and millions of dollars from the government on federal grant. He even got a picture of him and Jesse Jackson. That Jesse Jackson took a man in a limousine, Ebony. And rolled his butt all the way to the White House. And picture, guess where, Ebony? In front of the White House. And God thought he was in heaven. Is this your time, Ebony? Right there's my time. You know what I mean, man? I'm kidding, like, look at this poor Jesse Jackson. I don't know if they try to paint him as being doing crazy things like that. To make him seem insane. Anyway, Robert Nayak is singing because he don't know what Jesse got on him. Because all he know is one day he's in D.C. watching a bill be signed for nuclear energy in India so they get electricity over there. The next thing you know, he's in jail for scheming from the government. You know, how can a man get that close to a corrupt individual like that get this close to watching bills and stuff like that be signed? I mean, unless you know how crooked people
are in government. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to get. Matter of fact, that's it. I'm gonna go to hip hop. Let me get some braille, Ebony. Give me some braille for the people one time, cause you know I need to hear some of my leaders right now. Because when my leader, I need to hear some old Malcolm's, old Martin right about now. Give me that braille.
Braille. A little something for the people. Braille. Thank you.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to strike the blow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip that's living my ties. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom, so you hear blah-blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Ghost boys whipping in the ghost fire. On the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, you're solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas. I need the source, they either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supply. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Well, I'm ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more love or lust, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Underground Radio Network. Let me play something for you for 1 second. Play something for you 1 second, everybody. Play episode 14.
For what the Chicago movement meant, we can only change that by becoming their peers. That meant someone had to begin to run against them in the primary.
Run that back, run that back.
Liberals.
Now watch
trying to get was, what I was trying to play for y'all was a comment that Jesse Jackson made in 83 about how we be taken for granted. Now, I was not trying to play it in the sense of what's going on with the sun, but in 83 he was saying how the liberals were taking African Americans for granted by daily, but not endorsing here in Washington. That was Kennedy and Blandick. None of them came out and endorsed Harold Washington. So that was in response to that. But I'll try to get that on a later note. But like you were saying, Danny, when you wrote letters to your congressman, did you write letters to like Jesse or Bobby Rush? I think he might be your congressman at the time. Did you write any letters to them? Or did you write letters to...
I did. Actually, I did. I have, I wrote Congressman Rush several times. I did not write Congressman Jackson or Jesse Jackson because Chicago, since it's such a large city, what happens is that they divide the people into districts, right? You know that. But when it comes to your elected official, you're only allowed to contact that congressman of that district.
And so Bobby Rush being your congressman.
I contacted.
What was his response?
Well, of course, he assigned a person from his office to assist me, but that person never reached out to contact me. And in fact, I can honestly say that I probably informed Congressman Rush about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 times with the things that are going on. I've kept them up to date. But I tell you, there's just so much fraud that's going on. It's amazing that you mentioned what's going on with some of the people in the Senate level. But there's so much fraud that I'm finding that's being committed against me. So I believe it. What do you do about it? At least they're holding some of them accountable. You know, Bob Blagojevich, he's in jail. He's being held accountable. The ones that's committing these unlawful acts against me, they get to continue on and they get to flourish and they get to continue to make these policies. And guess what? When a policy is based on a lie, you get nothing but a bigger lie. That's the outcome.
Yeah. So by you excuse me. By you reaching out to Robert Rush, Bobby Rush, and he assigned someone to you, did you try to reach back to that person you were assigned to, or you left it alone?
No, I didn't leave it alone. I've been fighting this fight for 2 years. I never left it alone. But
what
happens is I continue to send things to his office. And that person in particular that was assigned to me, like I said, I had never spoken to that person. And he gave me just contact information. So, honestly, what do you do with that? If someone was breaking the law, committing an unlawful act against you, and then you reach out to the police chief, and the police chief says, hey, we're going to assign policeman A, we're going to assign this policeman A to your case, right? When they keep on committing these acts against you, policeman A at some point should come to your assistance, should provide you some kind of assistance. You're doing your part by informing your congressman. I did my part by informing my congressman. You know, if this person has been assigned as the representative from that office that is to assist me, then seems like they're supposed to provide some assistance.
But they not assist you. So basically,
the policy would be that you notify your congressman. And then the congressman assigns you somebody, then you notify that person. And then if that person needs something else, then you notify this person. Does that make sense? You need to have one point of contact so that you're not then sending documents over here, then over here, then over there. That's how stuff gets lost, and that's how stuff gets misplaced.
But by being close to that area, was you able to go visit him?
No, I wasn't able to go visit him. In fact, you know what? It's amazing that you mentioned that, because I did submit a request to sit down and meet with him, with the congressman. Because you know what? I'm willing to go and testify on Capitol Hill. I'm willing to go testify.
Well, hold on. Before we jump out and testify that the congressman didn't sit down and meet with you, we ain't trying to get nobody locked up. We just trying to speak Harry Carey here. So dig it. So in order to, in D.C., to sit down and meet with your congressman, you have to submit a request.
And so I submitted my request.
And how long how long does it take for that request to be sent through the proper chain of commands?
I sent it through the email system. I sent it through the computer system. And then I was contacted by a representative of the office, and they said that they needed more information. So then I sent them more information, and then they did not contact me again. And so I called again, and I was told that that person was out of town, that they would contact me. So then I left more information, and guess what? To this day, I'm still waiting.
You see, if I was still running right now, I'd have been your congressman, and that would have been a different story. But that is very interesting, because you really want like to know what does your congressman do for you. Because normally they're not used to, I guess, people coming to the office in D.C. and meeting them, because the D.C. office is so far away from their district, it's difficult for you really to meet them. You know, and
I was waiting to come to Chicago, Jimmy. I'm having fraudulent acts committed against me. I'm having unlawful acts committed against me. I have had my constitutional rights violated, my civil rights, my human rights, my personal rights, my military rights have all been violated. So if it would have took me to purchase a ticket, are you kidding me? I've been raising my hand.
All I'm saying is that by being in the District of, close to the District of Columbia, and then that, you know, it's just that I feel that more, I don't think that the congressmen, I think they feel protected in D.C. I think they feel protected away from the people who they serve, because they can be in D.C. and away from their constituency. Because for a constituency to come and meet them and talk to them is like, what? How'd you get here? You know, I represent the ghetto. You know, who flew you in here? Is there a class going on? Is there a school trip, a field trip I should know about? I'm just saying.
But
because
if that constituent is willing to come to you in D.C.,
I just want to know, if I were to D.C., could I go down there and sign a letter saying I'm from XYZ, I'd see my congressman. Can I go see him? He's available. But now, it's good to know that you submit a request, because I know in the city office, you just walk up in there and say, yo, I want to see my congressman. And they'll see you right there, because they're right there in the neighborhood. But it's interesting that you would think that they'd be elated to find someone in their district up there to see them, because it shows that they're doing work. You didn't even take a photo op or walk around D.C. because it's like jail. I doubt they get visitors, you know, that come to see them actually do their work. You know, because if everybody in Chicago knew that the Jacksons lived in D.C. instead of Chicago, they'll be outraged. But because no one goes to the D.C., and know that they got two kitchens. Ebony, how can a man bypass it, on a cut your stomach out surgery? What are you doing to? You know, first thing got to go is a kitchen. You know, if we eat healthy in here, that kitchen got turned into a sauna.
That's why they got a chef.
And who's cooking another? So the chef has his own private kitchen, like a little closet. What's the kitchen for?
Sandy.
You only need one kitchen.
Yeah.
What do you need two kitchens for?
They got two workout machines.
But Ebony, you
I got two washers and dryers.
Because you got too many clothes.
They probably got changes. It's his washing and washing.
Okay, that's my kitchen, your kitchen?
Yeah, they
well, you okay. You go find your bacon in that closet and I eat my bacon here. I got you. You mean they did? You mean to tell me they're doing like Dick Van Dyke?
Four people,
four Avenue. It's four bedrooms.
Right.
Four bathrooms.
Two kids, mom and daddy.
Four bathrooms. They got four full bathrooms. And, Ebony, two half bathrooms.
Everybody got their home. And then two
half rooms,
yes. Everybody got their home. You got
your own bathroom. How you doing? Then why she want to be alderman? See, I'm having a different conversation because if you got all that, why come home? For the check. She's robbing people.
I mean, she might have a nice
Ebony, Ebony, Ebony.
I'm sure her house
she lives in D.C. Where kids go to school at?
D.C.
So where the mama got to be at?
With her church. They go to Meeks Church.
Ebony, there's 125,000 people to Meeks Church, Ebony.
They go to Meeks Church.
Ebony, there's 125,000 people to Meeks Church.
I told her Meeks Church. Oh!
I guess Meeks Church is out.
I've seen that
I'm sorry, Dana. I jumped off the church. And another thing, I'm going to say this. Jesse also said this about Meeks. Speaking of Meeks. Speaking of Meeks. Jesse also said to Nyack that Nyack is testifying against that. He told Rob Blagojevich that if he on a ballot, that he'll make sure Meeks don't run against him and he endorses for the next election. Because Meeks is divided. I'm just saying. That was a deal on the table. What was you saying with Fame, Dana Fame?
I got a question for you.
Hold on. Somebody just texted me before I asked a question. I'm asking a question for somebody that came online. I think this is Desert Storm saying, what happened to Desert Storm? I don't know. That's you out there trying to give a shout out. We'll shoot you out. But I think he has his mother ill or something like that. I don't know. He had a little problems and stuff like that, you know. And so I don't know. That's what, you know, so if that's you trying to give a shout out, that's your shout out, man. Come on, hey man. Just call. You ain't gotta be sitting here like you know you, but anyway, what were you saying now, Dana?
I was going to ask you, what is a Freedom of Information Act?
Freedom of Information Act is an act where you apply to the government to release some classified information because sometimes information under a certain amount of time period can be given to you. Like, let me give you an example. If you get arrested, you got a Freedom of Information. You can go to the police and get a Freedom of Information Act the next day to get who did what, where, when, why, and how, what badge number, whatever. See, these people don't realize this. That's all you people get arrested on drugs, what have you, but don't stop up. Then after you get arrested and get out of jail, apply for a Freedom of Information Act. And then they have to give you everything they have on you that the police have. And if you can read what they got on you, most people go to jail copping the things they really have to cop to. But they only realize what they got on them, then it's difficult for them to hold them on. You know, sometimes you always got to never forget where you came from. What do you say now?
Okay. You know what? I thought that the Freedom of Information Act was my right to receive information that was held about me that I may not have been privy to, right?
You're right.
Like you said, somebody gets locked up, then they can go file a Freedom of Information Act, and because it is the law and they have that right to information, it is supposed to be given to them, right?
Right. Because they have information.
I have found a newfangled fraud.
Let me see. Yeah, I got you. I got you 4 months away, but listen, I ain't tripping. But you request your Freedom of Information Act, it all depends on. Some take years. People ask for the Freedom of Information Act on John F. Kennedy tapes, and they say they don't release them at certain times. Sometimes things,
What if you filed a complaint against me and your Freedom of Information Act includes only the information pertaining to the complaint that you filed.
Well, it depends on if they got to run that act with the sensitive party because some information is sensitive to give out at that time. The only information pertaining to you can be released to you. Hey, let me give you an example. I got a cat that's an attorney. And when he gets female information back from cops, sometimes they blotted out or the arresting officers. You might have to ask, some things might be blotted out. I mean, you should have right to know who arrested you by name, all this and that. Things are blotted out because they feel that information is sensitive. That you might be requested can't be given to you. But
right.
That should be given to you in a nutshell because some information might be sensitive. But, you know, I'm not no lawyer, but I'll get one on here Monday for you. Hey, do we got a lawyer out of Cleveland?
Yeah, James.
James Evans. We need to get Attorney Evans back on here then.
Okay.
We get Attorney Evans back on here and our resident lawyer and have him answer that question for you. You know, because right now.
I would love that because let me tell you what I have learned. I have learned that when you request a Freedom of Information Act from certain people, then instead of releasing that information, they may send you some information that's not really what they stated they sent, right? So let's say
they send another request for the request. Yeah, it's called red tape.
No, but I mean, they may send you anything in the envelope, and as long as they certify it, it gives the impression that the information you requested was sent. It's just a newfound fraud.
Interesting.
Because
interesting.
All the time when you open up the envelope, it's not there.
Well, you shouldn't sign for it. And let me take a commercial break.
Right,
back.
You sign for the envelope, but you, as the person requesting the information, have no idea what's in the envelope. Do you see what I'm saying? When I write you, if I sat down and I wrote you a letter.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me?
Listen, Dana, I got to take a commercial break. Hold on for a second.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Klipas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Somewhere a child is waiting. Somewhere a child is waiting for you, and Unity Parenting and Counseling makes it possible for that child to be connected with his new family. Unity Parenting and Counseling will help you through the application process, training, and certification. Call Brenda Weatherspoon today at 312-455-0007 to be connected at the heart. Call 312-455-0007 today so that each day that child is closer to home.
4783-9825. Okay, Dana. Tomorrow, everybody, we're gonna have music from Captain Senior, Ape Yard. We're gonna go on here to the East Coast, my man. War Child from Machiavelli Music Group. We're gonna have some Sons of Thunder. Might go down south. We're gonna be debuting probably some PGP, y'all, Paul, and some Theo Huff. Check that out tomorrow, along with the top 10, brand new top 10, everybody. So, begin with that. But I'd like to say this on this note before I wrap this thing up, your last word. Hey, Jesse Jackson, stop having your family out here crying for you, man. It's sad. Your woman out here crying, makeup on her face, high from the cameras. Last year, 2 years ago, she just wanted the cameras. Now she hiding, you get your mama out here crying, my baby. Can't come home. Just a victim. But, you know, that's how I be. You know, and that's just a message. This is Jimmy Lee channeling. Say that with Lucy. This is Jimmy Lee channeling Aunt Hattie Jr. I'm quite sure you understand what I mean, Jr. Anyway, Dana, now that's me spit my little Jesse Jackson come out of hiding. Be a man. Be a man. Anyway.
I'm going to keep praying for Jesse Jackson.
I think that's what you're into. That's like maybe you're saying it because you're supposed to be in the soft side, being the lady in the room. Pray for Jesse Jackson. Pray for him because. No, Dana. Because you're right, Dana. No, because even though yesterday it was Yom Kippur, the sun has already set, and now it's Day of Atonement, and we should be atoning right now. So I will end it on that, on some Yom Kippur Jewish stuff in atoning. You're correct. So we will pray for Jesse Jackson Jr. that he has the courage enough to understand his conviction and face the world. We do pray for him to give him strength. Anyway, but what you have to say, Dana, and come tell everybody where you at, coward, but they have to be our praying, and we do atone for you, homie. Go on in, Dana.
I'm just going to keep praying for Jesse Jackson. I can only hope, you know, that he ends up being okay. But I'm going to pray for myself, and I'm going to pray for us as a society, because you know what? There's something bad going on in this society. Chairs are being lynched. People being treated all crazy.
Would you rather chairs being lynched than people?
Huh? Oh, yeah. But the chairs.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, but the chairs are just
a chair. Not a Negro. That's all. Hey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you have a chair that you pretend is a black person, then it's just like, it's kind of like walking in front of somebody that they don't have a gun pulled on you, but they make the little bang symbol. You know, that's
okay, how about this? If you saw Gallagher smashing watermelons with a fried chicken in his mouth, would you scream racism?
I would not. But
I mean, he got red written all over. He had a chicken in his mouth, Dana. He's eating a piece of chicken and smashing watermelons. Gallagher's a racist. Just saying.
Well, I would say, but now if he was eating watermelon and, I mean, well, he had a piece of chicken in his mouth and smashing watermelon and then pretending he was African-American, that would be a problem.
All right, then, what I'm going to do is see you tomorrow on New Music Thursday, and I like to tell everybody like I do all the time. This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio. I'd like to say good night, and may your God be with you.
Night, Ebony. Good night, Jimmy.